This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel addresses UN Climate Conference COP29, calls on world community to protect mountains from climate change impacts to save the earth. Nepal Electricity Authority decides to resume power supplying to defaulting industries. And Israeli strikes in Mount Lebanon villages kill 23 people. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has addressed the 29th conference of the parties COP29 to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. In the address to a gathering of the heads of state, government leaders and senior officials from over 192 countries in Baku of Azerbaijan, President Paudel called on the world community to protect the mountains from climate change impacts to save the earth. The president stated that the vast resources spent for arms should instead be redirected for adaptation and mitigation efforts to protect human civilization and the planet to future generations. The president also called for urgent operation of the Loss and Damage Fund, which is intended to support the vulnerable developing countries. President Paudel stressed the need for technology transfer and adequate capacity building grants to the vulnerable countries in accordance with the Paris Agreement and the commitment of developed countries. He added that the climate finance must recognize the contributions of countries like Nepal in protecting biodiversity, the Himalayan cyrosphere, as well as in supplying fresh water. On the occasion, the head of state presented cases of the increasing impact of climate change in Nepal's mountainous regions. Meanwhile, President Paudel has also held a meeting with the president of the Maldives, Mohamed Mizu, later yesterday. In the meeting, President Paudel said that both the nations have been impacted by climate change, so both the countries should strengthen the bilateral cooperation on the issue and cooperate in climate negotiations to make joint efforts for financial and technical cooperation. President of Maldives, Dr. Mizu, said that Maldives was ready to work together with the world, including Nepal, to mitigate the impact of climate change. Similarly, Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, has said that regional, national and local plans for action and adaptation should be implemented by considering the natural environment, cultural diversities and economic systems of the Hindu Kush Himalaya region. At a meeting organized by Bhutan in Baku yesterday at the sideline of the 29th conference of the parties COP29, Minister Shahi said that the government development of a common forum of environment ministers of the Hindu Kush Himalayan region would be suitable. On the occasion, Minister Shahi also urged for regional collaboration as well as global partnership against climate change impacts. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says no one should do politics in the name of any religion. In a meeting with the office bearers of the Jain Swetambar Thera Panth Sabha at his residence in Balwata yesterday, the Prime Minister said that politics should not be mixed in religion as the state respects all the religions in Nepal, which is a secular nation. Prime Minister Oli called on all not to harbour intolerance and narrow thinking in the name of any religion. The Nepal Electricity Authority has decided to reconnect the electricity supply to the industries which had their connections cut off after they failed to pay the due tariff. Minister of Energy and Chairperson of the Nepal Electricity Authority Board of Directors, Deepak Khadga, said the board meeting held yesterday at the Energy Ministry implemented the decision of the Cabinet to immediately resume power supply to the industries. The decision came yesterday after the cabinet meeting on Sunday decided that the dues shall be collected on the basis of time of day meter within 15 days. Ambassador of Australia to Nepal, Lynn Johnson, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, at Singhadhaba yesterday. Minister Bhandari's private secretariat shared that they held discussions on Nepal-Australia relations as well as on various matters of mutual interest and benefit. The minister drew the attention of the Australian ambassador towards the additional foreign assistance that Nepal will require in the context of its graduation to a developing country status in 2026. Ambassador Johnson has also expressed her commitment to support Nepal in its development endeavors. The Election Commission of Nepal has urged mass media, especially the state-run media, for their proactive role in enabling a positive environment for the December 1st by-elections. At a discussion held at the Commission's office with representatives from the state-run media outlets yesterday, the Commission requested the media to disseminate by-election-related information and contents and publicize them, thereby helping increase voter turnout. During a meeting with the chiefs of the government media, Radio Nepal, Nepal Television, National News Agency and Gorkha Patra Daily, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia appealed to the state-run media to prioritize publishing and broadcasting the important decisions and statements of the commission. On the occasion, Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Radhika Arial, assured that the ministry was ready to coordinate and facilitate the subordinate bodies to hold the by-election in a free, fair and impartial manner. Likewise, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Amar Dwaj Lama, stated that Radio Nepal will broadcast the by-elections related news with high priority. Qatar Airways has started operating flights from Gautam Buddha International Airport from yesterday. According to the information shared by the Gautam Buddha International Airport office, Airbus 330 of Qatar Airways that arrived from Doha landed at the airport yesterday afternoon. General Manager of Tribhuvan International Airport, Pratap Babu Tiwari, said the Qatar Airways has started its commercial flights from Airbus 330 at Gautam Buddha Airport for the first time. Qatar Airways will now operate regular one flight on Doha-Bhairava-Kathmandu-Doha route. The Kathmandu District Court has granted police 7 more days to keep former Minister of Kosi Province Leela Ballav Adhikari in custody for investigation. Superintendent of Police Nawaraz Adhikari, the spokesman of the range, said that the former Minister of Internal Affairs and Law of Kosi Province Adhikari was presented in the Kathmandu District Court yesterday, and the court granted 7 more days to keep him in custody for further investigation. Adhikari was arrested in Biratnagar and brought to Kathmandu on Sunday. 5 others have also been charged in the case, which came to light after Adhikari was deported back to Nepal from an airport in Japan. The Press Council Nepal has issued a public appeal to ensure the contents shared across various digital media platforms such as Facebook, YouTube channels and other social media are fact-based and reliable. In a press statement issued by Council's Deputy Spokesperson and Information Officer Ram Saran Bora yesterday, the Council appealed to the operators of social media pages to clearly state their name and address and ensure the accuracy of the information they post. The Council mentioned that it had been actively monitoring the objectionable content posted on social media as a part of its objective to address misinformation then as well to raise public awareness. The Council has said that if it finds contents that are malicious, obscure, indecent and tend to escalate conflict during monitoring, it ordinates with the Nepal Police Cyber Bureau for investigation and further action. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 23 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on 2 houses in central Lebanon. The BBC quoted the Lebanese Health Ministry as saying 15 people, mostly women and children, were killed in Jaun and 8 others were killed near Baltme, where displaced families were reportedly living. Both villages are in the Mount Lebanon region and outside areas where the armed group Hezbollah has a strong presence. The Israeli military said it was looking into the strikes, which came after it hit what it said were a number of Hezbollah targets in Beirut's southern suburbs. Meanwhile, 2 people were killed by Hezbollah rocket fire in northern Israeli town of Nahariya. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province today. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Powdel addresses UN Climate Conference COP29, calls on world community to protect mountains from climate change impacts to save the earth. Nepal Electricity Authority decides to resume power supply to defaulting industries. And Israeli strikes in Mount Lebanon villages kill 23 people. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.